Army's Political Affairs Division, which they are conducting a two-day workshop that begins on the 18th to the 19th of December on the role of the media, political parties in enabling civic space ahead of elections. Now, I'm glad to tell you that here with me in the studio, we have Paul Wani, who is a political affairs officer working with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Mr. Paul, good morning, and it's good to have you here on the Meraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Savid, and good morning to our listeners.
Thank you. Now, let's talk briefly, of course, about these workshops. Seems a very important workshop when it comes on the role of the media, political parties in enabling space or civic space in the country. Just can you give us or give our audience a brief overview of what the upcoming workshop on December 18th and 19th will be? What is it all about?
Yeah, thank you, Savit. Army's Political Affairs Division has been running quite a number of these workshops across the country. But this one specifically, which is coming on the 18th and 19th December, is going to be on the role of media, political parties, and civil society organizations in enabling civic and political space. We know that the country is preparing for elections, and these spaces must be available for political those engaged in the political space to be able to discuss important nation building matters, and the civic population also is interested in that. Mm-hmm. So the workshop will be discussing, among others, some of these topics, like the understanding the concept of civic and political space, the role of social media in promoting civic and political space, and then we will be getting updates from the National Election Commission, the National Constitution Review Commission, and then the Political Parties Council. They will be updating the workshop on their activities, what they have been doing, what they are currently doing, and what they will be doing going forward as we prepare for our elections.
Great.
In 2026.
Yes. Now, let's just go slow on this. For someone listening to us right now, I would like to understand, first of all, what is civic and political space? When we say civic and political space, what are we talking about?
Well, I think we're not going to get deeper into discussing these major topics. But when we finally do the workshop, we will have a round table where we'll have these politicians and the civil society and all these engaged in these spaces to be able to discuss this in detail. But giving just a summary of that, is these spaces, the civic spaces, actually giving the civil population an opportunity to be able to discuss issues of nation building.
All right. And why is this important? Why is it significant to have this kind of civic spaces?
This is very, very important. Our objective, actually, as we organize this workshop, is to strengthen the media's understanding of its role in supporting or raising awareness of citizens' participation in politics and elections. We also want them to strengthen strategic partnerships between media organizations, the civil society, and political parties. We also envisage that to foster a robust and independent and transparent media that nurtures democracy in South Sudan, as we begin to prepare for the coming elections 2026. We also want to enhance the knowledge of participants on the ongoing peace processes, including elections and the constitution making process. And of recent, maybe, I don't know if they will be able to talk about it, the Tumaini initiative that is going on. There are quite a number of processes going on that we need the nation to understand, and especially these institutions that are within these spaces to be able to understand going forward. We also want to provide a forum for media stakeholders to reflect on their roles in democratic nation building and accountability in the country.
Great. Yeah. If you just join us, this is the Meraya Breakfast Show, and my guest this morning from the Army's Political Affairs Division and we are discussing and looking at this particular upcoming engagement, which will be on the importance of civic and political spaces in South Sudan. And yes, let's look briefly on where are we right now when we look at some of the significant challenges that the media, the political parties, the civil society organizations, what challenges are they facing at the moment in South Sudan when it comes to ensuring an open civic space?
Well, I think this is the reason ANMIS is actually facilitating this upcoming workshop on the role of media, political parties, and civil society organizations, so that the political leadership of South Sudan can hear it from directly from these players, these that are very actively participating in this in these spaces. Mm-hmm. The media practitioners and the politicians, including the civil society actors, will be able to highlight these challenges in the next 2 days of the workshop. And I believe that when we will be having the round table, which we always do after every political party forum, there will be a deeper discussion into these matters.
Great. And looking at this, of course, this is all collaboration work, which is seems important, but how important is collaboration among media organizations, political parties, and civil society in fostering a conducive environment for civic engagement?
I cannot underestimate the importance of these, of the collaboration between these players in these spaces. Media practitioners, political party actors, and civil society organizations are the major players within the civic and political space. Each of these institutions has a unique and a very, very important role that they play in advancing South Sudan's transition to peace and democracy. For example, if you look at the civil society organizations, they do play an important role in amplifying the voices of the of the marginalized, and also in advancing or advocating for justice, equality, and human rights. And on the other hand, when you look at the media ensures transparency and accountability while fostering informed public discourse, so that people are informed. Also, when you look at the political parties, on the other hand, are the foundation of representative governance, enabling the aspirations of diverse constituencies into actionable policies.
All right.
So the collaboration of these institutions, of these players within the civic and political space is very, very crucial, very, very important going forward.
Great. Yeah. As you did mention earlier in this conversation, we are entering a very crucial moment in South Sudan. Of course, there are a lot of political processes that are going to happen, especially the elections. Now, when it comes to civic space, what steps do you think should be taken right now, or what steps should be taken to ensure a lasting democratic engagement where there is civic space?
I think it's very, very important that the political leadership, especially the unit government, should be able to ensure the expansion and assure these players within these spaces to be able to work very, very freely. For example, like I said, ANMIS has been running these programs, these workshops across the country, Yambio, in the States actually, Wau and Jongole and in many other states. And the leadership in those states have committed in writing the assurance of opening these spaces and protecting these spaces, so that the civil population and the politicians are able to engage very, very freely and to inform the nation and discuss issues of nation building going forward.
All right. Just before you go, Mr. Paul, what will be your message? What message could you like to share with the South Sudanese people regarding their role in this critical period as we move towards elections and a new constitution?
I would call the nation to be very proactive, to engage in the activities of nation building, As we prepare for 2026, God willing, to get into elections, every citizen, every good citizen should be able to participate in contributing to making this a reality. For example, as we prepare for elections, we should also be ready to do that, and when the time comes, be able to actually go to the polls and vote. And you know that there is a constitution-making process going on, mm-hmm. and ANMIS is actually supporting this. We are doing a lot of workshop, being able to inform and getting views from different stakeholders. I would call the nation to participate in this and be able to make their voices heard as we try to build the South Sudan we would love to have in the years to come.
Mr. Paul Wani, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you to our listeners.
Thank you.